NFL Tonight, presented by Reebok Lacrosse, the flagship show on National Lacrosse League Radio. Andy McNamara alongside Carlin Gay. Follow us on Twitter at AndyMC81 and at Carlin Gay. Email us to NLLTonight@NLL.com. Rate us on iTunes. Big show today, Carlin.
Yes, sir.
Welcome the captain of the undefeated Colorado Mammoth, Gavin Prout, to the program. But we have breaking news. Earlier today, a blockbuster trade out of Edmonton with Washington.
Huge trade. Edmonton sending Ethan Iannucci to Washington, plus a second-round draft pick in this year's upcoming draft for Paul Rabil, and a first overall pick.
Wow. In 2012, huge news. Of course, Iannucci has been a holdout with the Rush all year long.
Hasn't played.
Well, Carlin, I love this deal for Edmonton. Obviously, with the Jeff Sawicki out for Washington and them falling to 1-4, you need some help up front, and Iannucci would immediately do that. However, he might be in physical shape. You can't be in game shape. Without taking those hits, you're not in game shape.
But this guy, he scored. He's a proven scorer. He's scored 153 goals over his career so far. He can get the job done. So,
How long will it ramp up?
Put him on with a Reese Dutch. You don't know what can happen.
Yeah.
This is a Reese Dutch we talked to last week. He sounded encouraged with the way that the team was moving after getting their first big victory. Now he has another proven scorer that can play alongside him. This could be a dangerous Washington squad. But I'm still going to say, what's wrong with Washington?
Well, Paul Rabil going to Edmonton, and what an addition. So you have a guy who is going to want to play for the Edmonton Rush. They're not really losing anything, Carlin. That's the difference.
They're gaining. They're gaining two
things. Iannucci hasn't played. And if Washington keeps up with this terrible record, they could have the first overall draft pick of 2012.
Well, let me say this. I'm going to go out on a limb here, but I don't think Washington's going to finish dead last in the West Division. I may be wrong,
right?
But I doubt it.
Well, they started off slow last year and built up, and hey, they got to the championship for a second straight year. Another trade news earlier in the week. Buffalo Bandits traded defenseman Jeff Cornwell to Edmonton. So the Rush continued to be busy for a second-round pick in the 2012 entry draft and a second-round pick in 2014.
Stockpiling those draft picks
in
what should be a decent draft class coming out this year. So an Edmonton team that sees the dominance that Calgary's had in their own province so far, speaking of which they will be playing each other in the very near future. But this Edmonton team building through the draft, which is smart, getting young players. If they can mix them with a little bit of veteran leadership, look out.
Well, the first game, let's get right to it. The first game of this week, it doesn't get any bigger than this.
No.
Battle for first in the East, a pair of 3-2 teams, the Philadelphia
Crowleys.
The Philadelphia Wings head into the Air Canada Center. I'll have the call on the NLL Network Saturday night to take on the Toronto Rock, who are coming off of a bye.
This is a big game.
And the Philadelphia Wings, Carlin, they're rolling. They handed Buffalo their fourth straight loss, 14-13. Let's look at some of these numbers. Dan Dawson, setup man extraordinaire.
Dan Dawson got the job done. He had 8 assists and
9 assists.
1 goal. I'm selling you short, Dan, but 9 assists.
Yeah.
And then the man that they named the team after,
yep,
Kevin Crowley, added 4 goals, had an assist as well. And then I called him out last weekend.
You called him out. You said don't pick him on fantasy. You said don't pick him on the fantasy team. You're wrong again.
I called him out. He listens to this program just like everyone else in the lacrosse world. Had a hat trick. I'm talking about Brody Merrill.
Well, how about this to add to your fantasy points, kids? 2 assists to go with the hat trick and 10 loose balls.
Hey.
Not a bad day. And to get back to Crowley, 3 hat tricks in his first 5 NLL games.
Dominance.
Outstanding.
Flat out. That's why they named the team after him.
Well, for the Buffalo Bandits, poor Darius Kilgore.
Oh, what's wrong with Buffalo?
He's beside himself.
Wow.
Snapped at reporters. He said, essentially, if I knew the answer, I'd fix it. Okay. He said, we dig ourselves holes. We can't get out of them. We're not trusting one another right now. And that's an interesting comment. Not everybody is on the same page.
And that's tough to see a team like Buffalo. Been so consistent for a very long time in this league, and the way they're losing games is what's alarming, Andy. When you have your head coach, the top of the food chain, saying things like we're not trusting each other, something is wrong big time in Buffalo. They're going to have to find answers quickly because the season's not waiting for them.
Well, no, and Westervelt with the winner for Philadelphia stormed off the bench, darted to the net, took a pass, nice little lead from Jeff Reynolds, and put it by Angus Goodleaf. Mike Thompson pulled, and Darius Kilgore said it wasn't about Thompson's play; it was about the people in front of him.
Hey, Thompson, I picked him in fantasy.
Yep.
Because I thought that Philadelphia can score after last week not scoring, and then they go and show up anyway. But bottom line is, it wasn't Thompson's fault. He's right.
No.
He's right. He has it completely right. Wasn't Thompson's fault. He came to play. The rest of the team has to get it going. They're going to have a long break. I don't think we see them till sometime in March.
March
when they face
3rd.
Wow. When they face Colorado, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
That very hot Colorado mammoth.
What a daunting task. See, they have... So, Carlin, Buffalo, who, again, they're off till March 3rd, have all this time to stew.
Yeah.
To sit, and I think this will go one of two ways. I don't think there's going to be a middle on it. Either they will be so pissed that they're in this spot. The Buffalo Bears, they don't lose. They're not a losing franchise. They're consistently, they're
very
winners.
Consistent. And that fan base is used to winning.
Oh, yeah. And the thing is, they're either going to come out and be furious and take it to Colorado, or this is the time bad blood starts brewing, and pointing fingers, this and that. Who's, hey, maybe there's talk despite the season John Tavares is having. Is John Tavares maybe a little too old? Do they need more room for younger people?
Hey, Edmonton's making a lot of movements. Maybe Buffalo might do the same. They have a lot of time. But a lot of time also means good, solid practice time.
There's Kilgore's
which they probably have not had. So now you get to sit back and really look at the fundamentals of what is wrong with the situation, trying to rebuild that way. Like I said, the season's not waiting for them, but they're not totally out of it because there's a lot of other teams out there that have stunk it up, to say the least.
Well, yeah, and one plus side, and we mentioned it in a previous Buffalo loss, Chad Culp, 2 goals, 3 assists, and actually tied the game at 12 at one point before Westervelt, put the club on his back and went rumbling and stumbling around. But Chad Culp, you want to talk about trade bait? Culp's a guy you might be able to get a little bit of something for down the stretch.
They have talent.
Quietly contributing.
They have talent on this team, and like I said, but I want to go with the trade button. I'm not pressing the trade panic button just yet. You have a little time. You can practice and get the fundamentals back working. Get that trust back
and
with
it's,
this team.
It's still such a tight East division.
It is very tight. They're only a game behind.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
A game and a half, sorry. So as bad as it looks on paper, they could turn it around rather quickly, and they have a lot of games down the stretch against the same division opponents.
Well, very true. So Buffalo and Rochester tied at the 2-4 records. Of course, the Toronto Rock having the bye. So how are they going to respond? Rock with 3 in a row after stumbling out of the gate 0-2. They're at home at the Air Canada Center. This is going to be a light 'em up. I think this is a pick 'em, Carl. This one could go to overtime. I don't see this being decided by any more than 1 or 2
I'm
goals.
I'm very interested to see how the Rock come out. And more interested to see how Matt Roick plays now. Now that he's garnered a little bit of success, those whispers of the whipper are slowly fading in the background. They're now allowing him to start in net and play his game and really trust who Matt Roick is and can be. So with the week off, he was really hot. With the week off, I'm really interested to see how he comes back in and really tries to stop this red-hot Philly squad that couldn't score a week ago.
Well, when we talked about the injury bug, of course, so Manning out, Colin Doyle's missed a couple games. Who's really impressed me coming in, Jamie Rooney, tossed to the roadside. Get out of here, said Watch. We don't want you.
Hey,
go
one
away.
Man's trash is another man's treasure.
And Rooney has come in with a chip on his shoulder and has played darn well, and they're playing with more confidence in front of Matt Roick. This will be a dynamite game, and that comes on Saturday night.
Don't sell it short, too. Two big injuries to this squad, losing a guy and their captain in Colin Doyle, and a guy in Blaine Manning who's been there who hasn't played a game in forever. Missed the game in forever, and now you get a Sanderson coming in playing terrific lacrosse.
Yeah,
and
Garrett Billings.
Garrett Billings as well playing
so
terrific
impressive
lacrosse.
Garrett Billings.
So this team now, you add those pieces back in. Well, Manning may not be coming back for the season.
Manning will be gone for a while.
You add back Colin Doyle. And now you have a team that really looks like they could be the defending champions that everyone expected them to be at the beginning of the year.
And the only thing this season, Carlin, that's been consistent with the NLL is the inconsistency. I know it's a cliche, but it's true. The only consistent part is the Colorado Mammoth. But we'll get
talk,
to the next.
Yeah, we'll talk to Prouder about that later on.
Yeah, Gavin Brown. We'll go to the next game here. Washington, the 1-4 Washington Stealth, heading in to the 2-4 Rochester Nighthawks. As you said, We talked to Reese Clutch Dutch last week off that win. We were looking to build, looking to come back, couldn't do it. And what has become the hottest rivalry in the NLL?
Wow.
The Washington Stealth get dropped by the Calgary Roughnecks 12-11.
You mean dropped figuratively or in the game or really physically as well?
Well,
how many fights were in that game?
That's what I was going to say. The story's been the fight.
Royal Rumble pay-per-view was last month. Wow.
So Rabel got kicked out. The opening draw, okay? Calgary's Jeff Snyder. Washington's Jeff Molesky. Drop it up. Hook up. Throw some bombs. Before the first quarter was over, six more fights! Six!
And a total of I think it was 140-something penalty minutes just from the first quarter alone.
Unreal. So
that set the tone, Andy.
Yeah.
That set the tone, and the head coach of the Calgary Roughnecks spoke about it.
Dave Pym.
Dave Pym spoke about it in an interview after the game, and he said, we came out in that game, I'm paraphrasing now, we came out in that game, and we said we weren't going to get pushed around. They set the tone, and they ended up getting a victory. It was a one-point victory on the scoreboard, but I think that is going to boost their morale later on in the season. No team is going to come in and push them around.
Well, great point. And how about this? So Washington hosting Calgary. Calgary has never lost at Comcast Arena.
Ever.
5-0 all time.
Wow.
So
whose house is it?
Calgary's in Washington's head. But, of course, that rivalry goes back because Washington, not Calgary, out of the playoffs,
top,
where the Roughnecks thought it was their destiny.
Top seeded
yep.
Calgary.
They thought it was their destiny to go to the final. And do it, and it just didn't happen. How about this quote from newly acquired Brett Bucktooth, who came over from Buffalo a couple weeks back? I love this. He said about all the fights, we were fired up before the game, and anytime someone challenges your manhood, you just got to step up and step forward as a team. Both these teams, they just don't like each other.
They don't like each other, and that's why I think it is a bigger, it's bigger victory for Calgary. It's not just a one win. In the win column for Calgary, I think they really now can sit beside someone in the locker room and know that that guy's going to have your back for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
And then on top of it, the Poulin Wall goes out in the first quarter, and now they know they have a backup goaltender they could count on as well.
Frankie Scigliano. Skiggs.
NLL debut, and he only shut the door 34 of 39 shots. Come on.
Captain Andrew McBride, he said, he puts it quite well. To have that much poise in that type of game with that rivalry and have Scigliano step
on the
in
road,
smooth as butter
on the road
and play that well, absolutely outstanding. 18th pick overall in the 2011 entry draft. But let's not chill the goaltenders short on Washington. Tyler Richards,
hey.
Career high 59 saves.
And he needed to make 60. Unfortunately, couldn't get it done. But that is a terrific performance. Ooh. Anytime you can stop the ball over 50 times, you give your team a chance.
Yeah.
Fortunately for Washington, they weren't able to score, and that's been a problem for them all season long. And that is the main reason why they went out and got Nathan Iannucci.
Well, you get Iannucci with the goal scoring, but the defense, you can't allow your goaltender, as good as Tyler Richards is, to be peppered. That many times.
And that's why you see Calgary, you know that they turn the offense up a little. Yeah. They play a step faster than most teams. That transition
true.
Game is a little faster. They push the ball a lot more than most teams would. So that's the reason why you're able to get that many shots. But Carlson kept them in the game.
Scigliano and Richards. But go to Rochester now, who Washington is heading into. 2-4 Rochester. Stopped 9-6. By the Minnesota Swarm, and we're going to get to the Minnesota Swarm in the next game, who have lit up. We were burning the Minnesota
nowhere.
Swarm. I don't know how, but the Minnesota Swarm
rookie
are rolling.
Goaltenders, who knows?
Let's go with, let's get to Rochester here. So 9-6, another disappointing loss, 2-4. You have Cody Jamison.
They have so much talent.
They do. And that's really the confusing part, Carl.
It scratches my head. You have a Matt Vince, you have a Cody Jamison, you have tremendous individual talent. They haven't been able to put all the pieces of the puzzle together and get a run going.
But one of the keys to why Minnesota won is you held Jamison to 2 goals.
Yeah.
You held him to under that key hat trick mark. If you did the stats galore, anytime Jamison hits a hat trick, you know he's buzzing and rolling. So they held him to 2 goals and a low scoring game. That's really, if you could shut down those top guys, Rochester has a really difficult time getting going with the Minnesota with Minnesota and the young goaltenders.
I think the book might be out on this Rochester squad and allow the other guys like the Palaces and all those other guys to get going. And if you can really shut down Jameson, things turn around.
Well, Jameson's definitely the spark plug. We always look to try to look for the positive things here in NLL tonight, Carlin. Okay, so Matt Vince, 35 saves. He's not the problem.
No. Score 6 goals in a lacrosse game, you're not going to win many games.
And you allow only 9 goals in a lacrosse game, you should win that game.
Yeah.
More times than not, you will win that game. So for the Rochester Nighthawks, certainly some answers. The good news for them is they're at home. They're at Blue Cross Arena. You have a struggling Washington club. Iannucci, certainly the wild card. Is he going to be able to step right in and make an immediate impact?
That
personally,
is a big question.
I think it's going to take him a couple games. Yeah, you can't sit out a whole season, not take those punishing hits in the NLL atmosphere, and smoothly transition it.
And I'm taking the other side of that coin. I'm actually going to say he's my fantasy darling this week.
Wow, an early fantasy pick.
If he plays. If he gets in the lineup and plays.
If you're Washington, if he's ready to go, I think you'd be crazy not to. Let's move to the next game. Coming off of a bye, the darlings of the NLL, the Colorado Mammoth,
everyone's
undefeated.
Favorite bandwagon team.
Wow, 5-0. No one could have predicted the Colorado Mammoth 5-0. If you do, you're crazy. We'll have Captain Gavin Prout coming on after we review the games here. Heading in to the suddenly unstoppable Minnesota Swarm. 3 in a row.
Who's
3
Matt
and 2.
Vince? Who's Matt Vince? Who's Thompson down in Buffalo? There's only one goaltender.
It's one man.
One man.
There's two men.
Well, yeah, I guess two
There's
men.
There's two men.
Two men that are doing it and doing it well.
Yeah, and we'll talk about Minnesota, who were in double a doubleheader last weekend. Nighthawks
sweeping doubleheader.
Yeah, and what happened is Nick Patterson started the year, got shelled, lost confidence. Coaching staff said, you know what, Tyler Carlson, you're the rookie. Get in there, kid. Get in there. See what you can do. Carlson wins. In the second game of the doubleheader, what did they say? Hey, we're not going with Patterson. We're going with another rookie goaltender, Evan Kirk. And what did he do? He lit it up, too.
Well, you start Tyler Carlson in that first game on Friday night, 32 saves during the second longest game in Swarm history. Are you kidding me?
10-9
in NLL
final.
History, excuse me. 10-9 final. And then next night, coach gives you a break. You only throw in a Evan Kirk. Hope for the best. Send him out there. Shuts the door. Allows 6 goals, 46 saves.
Unreal.
Wow.
You deny Micah Kersey. And we talked about Micah Kersey should have been rolling. He was my top pick. So he let me down, Micah Kersey. Okay.
And the team's first victory since 2008 over the Nighthawks as well.
Wow.
So that is a big, big – that's something you can – build on.
Yeah, it's a confidence.
Those little stats, now you know you have two goalies you can send in at any time and be confident with them in the back end. The big test, though, is this weekend because you're seeing a team that is rolling, absolutely rolling.
Now, you're at home, though, so Minnesota, at least in friendly confines, I would hate to be this form going into the Pepsi Center in Colorado to play. So the Colorado Mammoth, when you're hot, Carlin, when you're on a roll, you talk to any team, they want to keep going. You don't want to stop, okay, in any sport. You want to keep going, keep rolling. So how Colorado responds coming off of that break, but Minnesota, who you don't know who they're going to start. Is it Carlson? Is it Kirk? You don't have a whole lot of game tape on any of these guys.
Exactly.
And hey, they can jump right in. You throw in captain, of course, Andrew Suter, who can score. A lot of younger talent from this Minnesota Swarm. They could be the dark horse to make a run in the West. Don't get me wrong. They're not going to win the West.
And you forgot to even mention Ryan Benesch. There's a guy who's
of
been,
course.
Who he hasn't, I won't say he's been quiet, but he hasn't been as loud as some of the other guys that are leading the top and scoring, and he could be up there and mentioned with those guys as well.
Yeah, and he, 4 games in a row with at least 3 goals, so you're absolutely right with Ryan Benesch coming up. I almost think sometimes you get lost a little bit in Minnesota with the subpar play of the Swarm over the past couple of years. They're, along with Colorado, they're the talk of the league.
So far, and it's going to be a huge game as these two clash. It's going to be interesting to see, though, how these young goaltenders take on a sniper like Junior, and then you add on a Jones who's having a terrific season, and of course our guests of the day.
You have Jamie Lincoln,
Gavin Prout.
Gavin Prout. And you want to talk, I'm glad you brought up John Grant Jr. You want to talk about a guy who can exploit weaknesses on young goaltenders. John Grant Jr. can look like he's going for a Sunday stroll. Boom! Top corner, you don't even know what happened. This is a guy. If there's a weakness in Evan Kirk or Tyler Carlson, this man will find
We'll
it.
find out this
This
weekend
man will find
without
it.
question.
And
Without
Gavin
question.
Prout, again, we'll have on after. Final game of the week. Battle of Alberta. These
Finally.
are always fun.
Finally.
Edmonton at Calgary. 1-3 Edmonton Rush being hosted by the 3-2 Calgary Roughnecks, who, after losing a couple of close ones in overtime, bounce back in Washington. But, of course, Edmonton's going to be welcoming in Paul Rabil to the mix.
New look, Edmonton Rush. So it's going to be interesting to see how these guys now mesh. But again,
and
we talked
Cornwall
about
on defense.
Beginning of the year, I don't think this Edmonton squad is really battling for first like Calgary is in the West Division.
Right.
They're playing for the future right now. So getting better each day, of course, is going to be the talk of every single game. But this isn't a team that's going to, let's face it, they're not going to be representing the West in the Champions Cup finals.
No, and I would agree with that. However, they could. Who knows how Washington goes if Edmonton catches fire? They could sneak into a playoff spot.
Could sneak into a playoff spot. And more importantly, they could ruin the Roughnecks season, who we know will most likely be in the playoffs. So Roughnecks seem to be playing much better lacrosse.
Yeah.
You get a big win and an emotional victory, and you're riding that emotional high. Now you're seeing an Edmonton where you don't need to get up for that game because you know it's a rivalry game. It's in your own province.
Yeah.
So that's Scott Ranger fighting? Are you kidding me? Yeah. That's when you know
everybody,
it's a big game.
Everybody was fighting. You have Sean Evans, of course. You have Curtis Dixon. Both huge consistent contributors for this Calgary club. And it's going to be that fact where your second straight rivalry game.
Yes.
Are you a little bit burnt out?
I don't think so,
but that's always a possibility.
And now you know you have a backup goaltender that could hide behind the Poulin wall and step up and in and play well.
Scigliano. Absolutely. So that should be very, very interesting. Edmonton at Calgary. So those are your games for Week 7.
Your games for Week 7. A special Valentine's Day edition of the NLL tonight. We have up next
chocolates for you, Carlin.
Gavin Pro. I'm going to be waiting for those. And, of course, we'll have our fantasy talk a little later on in the program. You're listening to the premiere show on the NLL Radio Network. It is the NLL tonight.
This is Gavin Prout, captain of the Colorado Mammoth, and you're listening to NLL Tonight.
Back on the NLL Tonight, Andy McNamara alongside Carlin Gay, and we are very happy to be joined now by the captain of the Colorado Mammoth, Mr. Gavin Prout. Gavin, welcome to the show.
Thanks very much. I was very enthusiastic listening there.
Well, hey, you know what? We're going to hit you with a hard one off the top, Gavin. Okay, it's only the hardest hitting questions here on NLL Tonight. What are your Valentine's Day plans? Go.
I don't have any. Probably work. Back home. Spend my love evening with the gym, basically.
There you go.
Getting ready for this weekend's game.
Love the guns, right?
We were hoping to get some ideas off of you.
Yeah.
And I
long walks on the beach, figure eights on the backs, those types of things, massaging.
Well, we're Durham guys too. There's not much of a beach around Durham, but we can always go down to the port and watch.
Yeah, there
watch
you
the
go.
Down there, and
Ashbridge is Bay then, in Scarborough are the beaches. That'll get you people be walking up and down that area.
There you go. So Gavin, the Mammoth, only undefeated team in the NLL. The All-Star ballot is littered with Colorado players. What specifically can you put your finger on or attribute this hot start to?
I think it's just a totally different team atmosphere this year than it has been in the past for Colorado. I can only speak in the last half of the year since I was traded there. And it's a different dynamic in the dressing room. We have so many new players. The chemistry itself was almost immediate with a lot of the guys. And I think just the influence of a lot of the older guys in the dressing room and a lot of spark from some of the young guys on the floor is just a great chemistry.
Now, speaking of some of the older guys in the dressing room, we have a guy who was playing at probably one of the top seasons he's had in his career. Of course, we're talking about John Grant Jr. Have you learned a lot more playing with Jr., or have you learned a lot more just watching him play? Where do you learn the most, with him on the floor, watching him together, or off the floor?
Well, I like to think that he learns from me.
There you go. There you go.
If it comes down to it, I can't learn by watching what he does because he's just He's so talented and creative, and I don't have the same stick skills as the guy does, nor do I have the size or the strength. So trying to do the moves that he can pull off is pretty useless to me. But, you know, watching him, seeing how he interacts with the different players on the left side, seeing where he shoots and how he shoots, those are the types of things that I really focus on with John. You know, he's obviously a natural goal scorer, and I am not. So anytime he can help me out on where the goalie is moving or how the goalie moves is definitely beneficial to my game. So just watching him do those types of things helped me a lot.
Well, Gavin, obviously you're no slouch yourself. But what type of captain are you? What type of leader? Are you a lead-by-example type of guy, a rah-rah in the dressing room? What if we were to ask your teammates, what type of captain would they say Gavin Proud is?
I would like to think that they'd say I'm more of an adaptive captain. When it comes down to it, I don't focus on the team as a whole. I try to motivate players on an individual basis.
Okay.
So, you know, being able to interact one-on-one with a lot of the players, seeing what really turns their crank, seeing how they what motivates them, I like to try to play up on those types of things. When it comes down to it on the floor, I'm definitely a vocal guy, and I try to lead by example by doing what's right, you know, on and off ball. But at the same time, I have a lot of leaders out there that allow me just to kind of focus on my job when I need to, what I need to specifically do to make this team successful. And both on the defensive end of the floor, I have, you know, three or four different veteran leaders, and offensively, we obviously have, you know, three or four as well. So it makes my job a little easier knowing that all the leaders are on the same page and we're all pulling in the same direction instead of in sporadic different places here. So it as I mentioned, everybody working towards the same goal makes my job a lot easier.
We're on with Gavin Prout of the Colorado Mammoth, captain. And Gavin, it was interesting to hear you say taking a couple guys under your wing and finding them out individually. Talk about a couple of guys that you have taken aside this season and really given them that next kind of that little pep talk to get the game to the next level.
Well, I guess I can't take all the credit for last game, but in the warm-ups with Jordan McBride, he sat out a couple of games in a row. He didn't do anything wrong to be benched or by any means. It's a numbers game, and we're trying to get everybody in the lineup. So I just told him not to take it personally. Not to play off anybody else, but to play his game, and I think he did that last game, finding himself open in the right spots and burying big goals at big times. Another guy who's constantly asking questions and who's always open for criticism is Adam Jones, and as good as he is, you know, he listens very well, and he does the little things correctly, which get him into places to be successful. And, you know, Derek Hopcroft knows what he's capable of doing on the right side. We all kind of talk, we kind of split them up between rights and lefts, since the right side works a lot together on the same side. And he's always asking questions and try to adapting his game. And then last but not least, Jamie Lincoln, he's very talented, he's very athletic. And we just kind of have to massage him to get him in the positions where it makes him the biggest threat, and I think he's doing a great job doing that. So, you know, most of the guys that need the talking to are the young guys, and they're very receptive to what we have to say, and they're willing to learn, which makes, you know, once again, makes the job a lot easier. Having guys like John Grant Jr. and Sean Pollock with me also help tremendously. So I think everybody has their own, I guess, strengths and weaknesses when it comes to the offense, but everybody's willing to accept criticism, and everybody's also willing to give in their input, so it makes it a lot very, very easy.
Now, you guys have had a week off to prepare for this week's matchup against the Minnesota Swarm.
Red
you guys
hot.
Are heading on the road to face this team who have been playing well, and we talked about the young talent on your team in Adam Jones, Jamie Lincoln. There is a young star in net right now,
a pair of them.
For Minnesota, and Tyler Carlson had a fantastic game in his last outing, and Evan Kurt as well. Talk about the preparing for a kind of goaltenders that you haven't yet really seen too much tape on, but how do you kind of prepare using your veteran savvy?
Yeah, veteran savvy. I like that. when it comes to it, you try to watch as much film as as possible. With we had the benefit of watching at least a game and a half. I couldn't get the first half of the Edmonton game for whatever reason, if it was technical difficulties or whatnot. But being able to, I played against Evan in the summer, and I believe you know Carson was there as well. He played with Brampton, I think, but we didn't see too much from behind Cosmo. At the same time, I could be incorrect, it might not be the right goalie altogether, but, you know, all goalies, you kind of get to the same, you want to get to the same point. You want to get in front of the net as much as possible. You want to get yourself a good hand, your hands and your feet open, and you want to work for your goals. So regardless of who you're shooting against in the NLL, all goalies are going to be good. And you go in with the same mindset as, you know, if you shoot hard up and down the post, you know, it's going to be very difficult for the goaltenders to get to both sides of the net. You know, they're not 400 pounds. So as long as we get the right shots in the right positions at the right times, I think we will remain being successful.
Well, great points. And we know the past few months in Colorado, it's been Tebow time, okay, for the NFL's Denver Broncos. Can we expect any Tebow-inspired Gavin Prout goal celebrations?
Not for me, no. I'm a Patriots fan, so...
Oh, I'm a Browns fan, so, you know.
It's a tough sell for somebody doing a Tebow. Maybe somebody else might, but you won't be finding number 9 doing any Tebows anytime
soon.
No.
I think we got someone. You can trademark it if you like. Don't doubt the Prout. What do you think? You can put
like
that
it.
On the jersey.
I like it a lot. Let's do that.
And one last question for you, Gavin, before we let you go. Blockbuster trade today in the West. Edmonton trades Ethan Iannucci, who hasn't played for them yet, to Washington for Paul Rabil and a first-round pick. How impactful is that to both these clubs in your mind? Obviously, you're focused on Colorado, but for Washington and Edmonton, how important is this shakeup?
Well, geez, that's the breaking news to me, but that's where you guys are the professionals.
There you go.
It's probably going to be pretty beneficial for both teams. Right now, neither of them have a winning record, and there's obviously needs to be some sort of changes. So first off, with Edmonton bringing a guy like Paul Rabil into their team, very gifted, very athletic, very fast, can shoot the ball, you know, a million miles an hour. That type of player is definitely something that Coach Keenan looks for. I know he likes to push a transition, and Paul Rabil can definitely help him there, score some goals in the meantime. With Ethan out in Washington, you know, them starting 1-4 is a very tough position to be in. They lost Wick early in the season, which never hurts, you know, never helps anybody. And you know, they had a couple other guys go down, so. Picking up Bucktooth is good, even though he doesn't really know the system quite yet. It's going to be tough on him, but it doesn't ever hurt when you're putting in a natural goal scorer like Ethan, who can make his own plays and score his own goals at will, it seems like at some times. So it's probably going to benefit both teams who are looking to get those wins. And, you know, we haven't played Washington quite yet. Hopefully they haven't quite sparked the time we play them, but you never know. In this league, anybody can win at any given night, so we got to focus on our first one here in Minnesota.
Well, I hasn't heard Colorado as yet with you going back to the Mammoth, the captain of the Colorado Mammoth. His team, red hot, 5-0 to start the season. They will take on the Minnesota Swarm this weekend. Gavin, good luck this weekend.
I appreciate it, guys. Thanks very much.
Gavin Prout on the NLL tonight. When we come back, we'll be talking a little fantasy. You are listening to the flagship show of the National Lacrosse League Radio Network, the NLL, tonight.
This is Colin Doyle, captain of the Toronto Rock, and you're listening to NLL Tonight.
This is Sean Evans from the Calgary Roughnecks, and you're watching the NLL Tonight.
Thank you so much again to our guest, Gavin Prout, captain of the Colorado Mammoth. Don't doubt the Prout! You heard it here first. It is NLL Fantasy Game Time. Carlin, who's your hot shot pick?
My hot shot this weekend will have to be newly acquired Ethan Iannucci. If he plays, coming into this game, I feel he's going to be fired up, hasn't played all season long, and he will grow. He will raise all kinds of heck coming up this weekend. Prove everyone wrong, he's still got it. If he plays.
Matt Roich is my hot shot pick. Toronto Rock hosts the Philadelphia Wings at $17 and $17. Roich, hey, right. Last time they went into Philly, did not allow a second half goal. Philadelphia, they can be dominant, but they can be in position and can be shut down. So it's worth $70 for a goaltender. Roy, go away.
That's why I'm going against you in this one. My freezer burn this week is Matt Roy. I don't think you can sustain that type
coming off the bye.
The effort he's had in the last 3 wins. And the Crowleys get it done. They remember like no.
My freezer burn, I'm going against you, Ethan Iduki. If he plays, I've said it, counting here first. You heard it here first. Ethan Iduki, he can be physically fit, but he is not game ready. Will he be great for Washington? Yes. Will he be a good advantage this week? No. Stay away from Ethan Iduki. He'll be killing ice cold.
Nope, not ice cold. The Red Hot Gathering Club and the Colorado Rapids. Thank them for coming on the show. Follow us on Twitter at NDMC81 and at Carlin the Game. Enjoy the weekend games. And don't forget to rate us on iTunes. You're listening to the NLL Tonight.